Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I know. I know what everyone's thinking. It's not a patriotic song. Yes, if you break down the lyrics, it's not a patriotic song. But the chorus is awesome. Chorus is just flat out awesome as tradition. Like, I know, if you do a deep dive, it's technically not a patriotic song. But Jay, bring this up, Jay. Yes.
They never stopped anybody before.
So, yeah, why stop right now?
It won't be the first time that we made something about something that it really wasn't.
Oh.
Remember the whole Colin Kaepernick thing?
Oh, yeah.
Not about the flag, but we made it about the flag. Let's just do it with Bruce Springsteen. We got it.
Well, we've been doing that for, you know, since the song came out in the 80s. But, yeah, technically, yes. I know our old friend used to always point out that it's not a patriotic song, and he may be right.
Yeah.
Awesome is awesome. The chorus is just flat out awesome. We don't have to do a deep dive and analyze. But
so, Jen, Cubans don't do spicy, right?
I don't do spicy.
It's not a preference for me.
No, because there's nothing. Like, see, where I grew up, everything is kind of spicy, right? If you talk about Jamaican food, you have a choice. You know, spicy or not. But Cuban, like, there's really nothing where you go and eat Cuban food where they even suggest that you get it spicy. Right? There's nothing that has no meat, no dish, no nothing where somebody says, ooh, you got to try it spicy. Just not. So, yep.
Jay, let's get to some headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
People are really mad that I don't like guava.
Yeah, it's not for everybody. I mean, I like it, but
dude, I don't like mango either.
I mean, I don't like pickles, but apparently people love pickles. Like, you know,
I don't like mango. I
cannot stand pickles.
I like mango. CJ? I'm like mango flavor. Wait a minute. You just told me a staple of the Cuban society is the Cuban sandwich,
yes,
which is
but the pickle is the least important out of all the ingredients.
It damages dumb, my friend. Once you put a pickle on something, pickle is there. You can take the pickle off, but pickle will always be there. Am I lying?
No. I mean, if you just order it without pickles to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I think pickles are delicious.
No.
You know what I like? I go buy the little pickles, the jar of pickles, with the hot pickles.
Oh, yeah. Just eat it straight from the jar. The big fat pickles.
Wow. Somebody, interesting question. I'm black, but if we have a black national anthem, isn't that racist?
Yeah,
kind of. Well, I mean, I get what he's saying.
Well, the reason why he brings that up is because I think the NFL, there's this black anthem that I think for week one, the NFL is going to play that black anthem before they play the actual national anthem. They're going to play that in the game. That's where that texture comes from.
Yeah. I get it. I get how you could. I mean, look, one of the things that I'm how can I put this? One of the unfortunate things that we have to deal with is that if you, as a black person, were to return some of the feelings towards you or do some of the same things that people do to you and flip the script, people wouldn't know how to handle it. So we've always had to handle ourselves in a different way, and which is part of the problem. If we had a flag and we waved a flag because of our heritage, people would be quick to say, you are American now, right? And that's just kind of the way it is. So I'm not gonna say that it's racist, but in all these issues with racism involved, okay, I would think that you would have a better chance of getting through it if you had more black interaction, if you know what I mean. So I don't want to see a panel full of white people telling us what we need to do to get through it.
Like the civil, like the Oregon Civil War that they got
right,
rid of.
Right. Like, I'm not offended by that. There's a lot of things that people have told me I should be offended by that I'm not, because I grew up in it. I grew up in an environment where you could be openly racist and it was fine, because that was, you know, Louisiana or whatever, the real South. So the things that I am offended by are a little bit different than what people are telling me I should be offended by. But nobody's ever asked, right? And that's the thing that I wish would happen more. Like, I'm not saying I want a panel. Look, everybody needs to be involved, right? But I don't want somebody else telling me what offends me. If you ask me, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I made during one of our breaks, Leroy, I made sure to ask you if it was okay to play patriotic music today, because, I mean, it is America's birthday. But I just wanted to get your answer just in case. But, you know, I felt like it was, you said it. It's better to ask than to just
yes,
to assume.
Yes, I'm not like, because guess what? It's like with all the other situations with, like, for example, I'll just use this as an example. I don't feel one way or another on it. The Washington Redskins, right? Mm-hmm. There's been people to say that's offensive, right? Mm-hmm. If I were to find out if it was this offensive, I would ask a Native American. That's just me. Mm-hmm. Because if anybody would be offended, it'd be them, right?
Yep.
But of all the people that you've heard commenting on whether it was offensive or not, have any of them been Native Americans?
No, I haven't seen too many Native Americans.
Okay,
on social media at least. I don't know. I don't know any.
Right. That is what bothers me.
I'm sure there are Native Americans that are upset and they're protesting. But you just...
right. But that and that's fine. But that's my whole point. My whole point is not whether it is or it isn't. I would like to hear it from the people that we so-called think that it's offending. And somebody said, we went from talking croquetas to race.
Yeah, I know.
That's what we do.
That was an interesting turn there. By the way, the ooh, Redskins are getting some heat from their sponsors.
How about this one? This is a nice line. We'll leave it at this, but I thought this needed to be read. Black people can be prejudiced, but unsure they can be racist, because black people don't really have power to oppress people. Interesting thought.
Yeah, that guy must be a lawyer. pretty good.
Yeah, let's get back to some. So
but yeah, you want some more lighthearted stuff.
And yes, so I do.
So Leroy, what do you think about the NBA now? The eight teams that were not invited to the Orlando bubble, though, the eight last place finishers, they now want to have their own bubble in Chicago.
Really? All right.
Yeah, like I honestly don't know what the point is. The risk is not, I don't think the reward outweighs the risk for that bubble.
Again, we had this conversation earlier. The whole point of it is, look, we understand the seriousness of what's going on. We understand we're putting all these young people, whether it's professional, college, or whatever, in harm's way. What we want to do, if we're a league or a representative of the league, is make damn sure that we're doing as much as possible to keep all of our members in the best possible, give them the best possible chance of being safe. So you don't want to have a situation, where everybody's getting COVID and you didn't even try to isolate them. Because again, whether it's right or wrong, people are going to have more of a problem with that, even though you're going to be in the same situation if you're in the bubble.
As long as they get to play doubles ping pong.
All right, yeah. I got one more, Robbie. I hate to do this.
Go ahead.
But I think the other side should be heard, and I think this is hilarious.
I'm very pro sides being heard.
How do you think it would seem if there was a channel called WET, White Entertainment Television? How do you think it would be seen by society?
Just call it WET.
You have three of them. No. Right? I mean, you have three of them. They just not named WET.
WET.
Right. But I mean, look, I get it. The one thing you realize, I may have a whole lot of feelings about all these things, but I'm not one of those people that will not listen to what anybody has to say about their side. I just feel like, look, if you want people to listen, then you have to listen. If you want people to understand your feelings on a situation, you have to understand theirs. Now, once you get through that, if the two people are willing to have a conversation about it and maybe come to some kind of solution, then that's a whole nother conversation. But it first starts by, if you're going to want everybody to acknowledge how you feel about a situation, you have to be willing to acknowledge what the other person thinks. So it's not like I hate anybody for feeling a certain way. I don't hate anybody. Look, Robbie, this is the honest truth. I don't hate anybody that feels that they have every right to fly the Confederate flag, right? Mm-hmm. But what I would ask of them, and this is all I've asked, do you know the history behind that flag? And do you know what that flag stands for? The real reason, the truth, the facts. If you understand that and you still choose to support that, at least I know where you stand.
I know the history. They lost.
Right. And simple. Right. That flag is like the t-shirts they send to third world countries from the losing Super Bowl team.
Civil War champions.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, you know, how about this? When we lost the NFC championship game, there was a whole room of shirts that said Vikings NFC champions. Right? That's
Robert E. Lee, Master General. A t-shirt.
Right! Gone! They printed 10,000 t-shirts, and they had to get rid of them. They had to donate them to charity, because they lost. Simple as that. I get it, though, man. I get it. Like, you know what? We live in a world, more importantly, where we don't want people to tell us anything. Right? Right, wrong, or indifferent, we don't want people to tell us anything. And I think sometimes whoever delivers that message, they have more of a problem with the person delivering the message than the actual message.
Magnificent Seven, coming up next.
All yes. Right, Robbie.
4th of July weekend.
4th of July weekend.
Everyone getting their burgers and their hot dogs ready. There may not be fireworks. That might have been canceled. But that doesn't mean there's no action. And before we get to, I mean, let's start right away. As a tradition now, this during this pandemic, is to get the KBO live bet in. So right now they're in a commercial break on ESPN, but they're about to head to the top of the eighth inning between the LG Twins and the Samsung Lions. Now, Leroy, this has been a lot of runs so far. It's 9-6 in favor of the Lions. That's a total of 15. Right now, you could bet the live total at 16.5. And the over is actually a slight underdog at plus 105. So we got four half innings of baseball, two innings left, and, well, I guess three half innings because the Samsung Lions, they're the home team, so they might not have to have a bottom of the ninth. But, yeah, all we need is two runs here, and we're good. And the way the KBO bullpen has been operating, there's been some nine-run innings in the ninth inning at times. So you know what? Give me the live over, 16.5. LG Twins, Samsung Lions. Got one in the books. Love the instant action.
So this will be over before the show. Yeah, you're going to feel good going into the weekend or terrible?
Yeah. Well, there's a little concern. It is pouring, but they've been playing for this pouring rain for like five innings. I don't know if they believe in rain delays.
I just say this? I have never, like, in all of the coverage that I've seen Japanese baseball, I've never seen it rain. Is it because they play indoors?
Yeah, there's a lot of domes. I would say. Oh, wait. Okay. We got a home run. All right, we're already.
All right, Robbie, let's move on to two. We don't need the play by play. This is what scares me about doing the Mag 7 during KBO time.
All right. So how about a little soccer parlay for the weekend? All right. This is a baby. It's a cute one. Like Zeus. First off, you got Atletico Madrid. They are taking on Mallorca. That's today at 4 p.m. So a little happy hour action during your 4th of July weekend. Atletico Madrid, a -360 favorite. But, of course, we don't lay 3.5-1 here. We want to get paid. That's the number one goal of the Magnificent Seven, is to get paid. And so let's take it to 10 a.m. tomorrow. You're just killing time, antsy, before the hot dog eating contest starts. How about 10 a.m.? Manchester United. They're taking on Bournemouth. Manchester United, a -650 favorite, but we're still not quite there. Then you have to go Saturday at 3 p.m. after the hot dog eating contest to bookend your sporting events on 4th of July. You got Chelsea taking on Watford. Chelsea, a -245 favorite. And that's it. All you need is three winners. Three layups, three winners. No 7-team, no 8-team parlay. It's cute. You could pet this parlay.
You could pet it.
Yeah, it's cute.
It won't bite you.
Yeah.
Number three, Rob.
Number three. We're on number three. All right. Now, this is one soccer match. You got Aston Villa taking on Liverpool. Now, Liverpool is favored by 1.5 goals. Now, we may be on the bruise, Leroy, of a drunken Liverpool train. Now, you guys know.
Oh, because they already won the Premier League, right?
Yes.
Is it Premier League? No.
Yes, it is Premier League. Yeah. They've already won. They don't have playoffs. They just play the regular season. And whoever's the regular season champion is the champion of the league. And so Liverpool is in this position where they're out partying and they still have to play games. Now, you know what happened last week? I said this on the Magnificent Seven. Liverpool played Manchester City this past week. You know what the final score was, Leroy?
What?
4-0 they lost to Manchester City. And even the coach of Manchester City, Pep Guardiola, he even said that they drank a lot of beers last week. And so what motivation does Liverpool really have? They're hammered. You got the drunk Liverpool train. And by the way, Aston Villa, not so terrible. In fact, in their four games back since they came back to play, they have not lost by more than one goal. And they only lost by one goal to Chelsea, another Premier League powerhouse. I think Liverpool's going to be too hammered to give a goal and a half. Take the goal and a half. And they don't even have to win the game. And they could tie and you win also. Give me Aston Villa plus a goal and a half. Drunken Liverpool train.
I like your thinking. Number four.
Wait, don't drink and train, kids. Number four. Number four. All right, let's get to the good stuff. The hot dog eating contest. But you know, there's also the women's hot dog eating contest. And you could bet the over-under on the total amount of hot dogs eaten by the winner, which is going to be Mickey Sudo. Even the commissioner of Major League Eating said she's going to obliterate the competition, which it's weird for a commissioner to say that. It's like Roger Goodell predicting the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl. I don't know how I feel about that. It's a little fishy if you ask me. But the over-under is set at 40.5 hot dogs for the winner. And by the way, the over is the favorite at -200. Your under pays out +150. Now, here's the thing. Mickey Sudo, She's won it every year since 2014, but only one time ever has she gone over 40 hot dogs. That was her record in 2017. In fact, since 2017, when she broke her the record, actually, she doesn't have the official record of it. The Black Widow has the record of 45 hot dogs back in 2013, but her record is 41. And Black Widow, she's long retired. She doesn't participate in this stuff anymore. She then went, in 2018, Leroy, 37 hot dogs. She still won. 2019, last year, 31 hot dogs. And she's been on a steep decline over the past couple years, and who knows how the pandemic may have affected her training. And she might, if she's going to obliterate everybody, Leroy, she might just look at the scoreboard and start to coast. Like, why risk, you know, throwing 10 more hot dogs down my face when I've already got this in the bag? So and the under pays better at plus 150. Give me the under, 40.5 hot dogs. I think she wins, but she doesn't get over the record.
All right. She's tiny too, isn't she?
They're all tiny. They're all pretty tiny.
Right.
Yeah, like remember one year the fridge, William the Refrigerator Perry, he was in the contest as a publicity stunt, and he only ate like 4 hot dogs.
Well, that's because he got no teeth. He couldn't chew. Serious. Yeah.
So from then on forward, they banned celebrity appearances at the hot dog eating contest. The guy's very serious.
Jay Fig, how many hot dogs could you eat?
In 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes.
No. I could, no. In 10 minutes?
Hey, if they want me to eat hot dogs, they better put some ketchup, mustard. And here's a twist. You know, people get the onions and the peppers or whatever. Pickles.
Whoa.
Pickles.
You know what pickles is, right?
It's sounds too Haitian. Much like pickles.
It's Haitian. It's like coleslaw, but
oh,
spicy.
Oh, can I eat that?
Ooh, yeah, it's like pickled. It's all the stuff in like coleslaw, but it's pickled and spicy. Throw that on there.
Coleslaw,
you're good to go.
I mean, I love.
I'm not a fan of coleslaw. I've tried.
I love coleslaw.
I've tried.
Yeah. I don't know if I like pickles or spicy.
It's okay. Like, it's okay. Coleslaw. I'll go with coleslaw. Tomorrow, here. You got to have some type of salad. You can go with the coleslaw. You can go with the potato salad.
I love potato salad.
Or you can go with the macaroni salad.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Now, y'all haven't been hip to the Southern style potato salad.
I do like those.
Right. All it is they just put mustard in. That's it.
I've once shamelessly, you know, KFC, they give out humongous side plates. And the coleslaw is like it was a massive bowl of coleslaw. And I shamelessly, like, you know, not without even paying attention, finished the whole thing.
Well, Ravi, that's like, do you? That's why I tell her. Look, Ravi comes over to my house and we go out to eat. I'm like, man, do you?
I should be in a coleslaw eating competition. I think I can win that.
Really? You love coleslaw that much?
I mean, not too many people like it that much. I feel like I have an edge.
I got to tell you, I've seen people put on a turkey sandwich the day after Thanksgiving, put potato salad on that turkey sandwich.
Ooh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But coleslaw, I've never seen coleslaw with any other, you know, have any other role other than just a side. Like, it's just, eh.
All right, well, back to, we got the men's hot dog eating contest too, the main event. And you can also bet the over-under on the men's hot dog winner, which is set at 73.5. Now, Joey Chestnut's record is 74. Now, Leroy, I have a feeling. Joey Chestnut, I feel like he's been dodging. He dodged our show yesterday. He's been dodging us all week. I feel like he doesn't want to let on that he might not have it this year. He might be weak. He might be beat. And Joey Chestnut, he's trying to trick himself because you guys know that they're not doing the hot dog eating contest outside with the raucous crowd and all that. They're going to be inside and the competitors are going to be separated by plexiglass dividers. They're going to be in some sort of warehouse. Now, Joey Chestnut said that because they're making less hot dogs, that the hot dogs are going to taste better. Don't buy it. Hot dogs are hot dogs. That's what he said.
What?
Yeah, he said that because...
Wait a minute. So if you win a hot dog eating contest by only eating 60 instead of 73, you think you tasted it better because you ate 10 less?
Well, there's
13 less?
normally there's like 20 competitors. I think they've only they narrowed it down to 10. So by rule, they have, by default, they have to make less hot dogs because there's not going to be as many people participating in it. So he still has to, he's still going to get the same tray of hot dogs. But yeah, I don't buy that they're going to taste better. I think he's trying to trick himself. And plus, you know, there's not going to be a crowd, Leroy. So check this out. When you're outside and the final 5 minutes, you're struggling to get through some hot dogs, you got the crowd there to give you a lift. And you
don't. What? Stop.
I
let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna keep it real. Right. Whenever I've been on the field, tired and hurting, right? When the fans start cheering, I'm thinking more along the lines of, if I screw this up, I'm going to get booed, and not that they gave me the strength to get through it.
Either way, it's motivation from the crowd. Maybe it might be negative reinforcement, but it's still motivation. Joey Chestnut's going to be in a cold warehouse by himself and nobody to egg him on. He's just going to, he might get lulled to sleep halfway through his hot dogs toward the final minutes.
It's only 10 minutes, right?
10 minutes. But that home stretch, that final 3
hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Yeah. His record is 74. He'd have to beat his record for this to go.
It would take me 3 days to eat 74 hot dogs. No, literally.
Take the under. I think Joey Chestnut, I don't think he has it. Or else he would have come on our show yesterday. But he's scared. He's shook.
Are you betting the under because he didn't come on our show?
A little bit. I have science back there. But I am a little bit team petty with Joey Chestnut.
He stood us up twice.
Yeah, he did.
Twice.
I was so looking forward to say I wasn't going to even participate in the interview. I just was looking forward to that inside information he was going to give. And he stiffed us, Leroy.
Right.
He's
usually won by a big number, right?
Yeah, well, that's where I get to this next bet. The next bet is the second place finisher. How much? It's basically a hot dog spread. Joey Chestnut is favored by 15 and a half hot dogs over the second place finisher. Now, the minus 15 and a half is the huge favorite here, minus 270 for the 15 and a half. But it should be noted, since Chestnut lost, believe it or not, Joey Chestnut actually lost back in 2015. Only Carmen Sincotti, the man who has the croqueta record, he's the only guy to be within 15 and a half hot dogs. But he's retired. He's not in the competition anymore. He retired back in 2018.
Retired from eating?
Competitive eating, yes. He retired at 27 years old. I'm right in his prime, I feel like.
You know what?
He wanted to get some ladies?
Yeah, I was going to say, he's like, man, I want to have a wife and family. I can't do this. Need to get a real job.
And so here's the thing. I think I already said it before, the no crowd, it's going to be a letdown. He's been dodging our show. I think he's nervous. He's shook. And what do you do when you're nervous? You do nervous eating. That's what we all do. When we're nervous, we do nervous eating. We start snacking on stuff we're not supposed to. I think he's all out of whack. I know normally his routine is he fasts for like 2 or 3 days before the competition. I have a feeling he's going to be sneaking some Twinkies in during this fast. I feel like he's nervous.
Twinkies. You know, Twinkies will survive the apocalypse.
It's true.
It's true. And we eat them. We eat that. Wonder what's wrong with our body.
Yeah, like Joey Chestnut, his training during this pandemic has been thrown off. He might coast in the last 5 minutes. And plus the payout, you're getting 2-1 on the payout. If all you have to do is, you know, the guy doesn't have to win the contest, just have to be within 15 and a half hot dogs. And Leroy, I don't know about you, Leroy, but when somebody's giving you 15 and a half hot dogs, don't you always take it?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Give me the plus 15 and a half for any second place. It could be anybody. Anybody in the field, all they have to do is be within 15 and a half of
Joey Chestnut. So it's basically Joey Chestnut versus the field, and you get 15 and a half hot dogs.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, I'm always going to take 15 and a half hot dogs if they're put on the plate. I'm going to eat them. just how it is.
How many do you think you could eat?
I was actually in an eating competition once, and I thought I was going to school the competition, and I finished in last place. It's harder than it looks.
What kind of eating? Was it a wing?
It was pulled pork sandwiches.
Pulled pork. So, like when next is going to be what? T-bone? T-bone steak? Like, come on. Pulled pork?
You can take the bone out.
You might as well just eat bread.
It was rough.
I'm all down with the chicken wing thing. The chicken wing thing. Because that's not bread. But once you get the bread, here's why. Robbie, once they do those contests with bread and they dip the bread in water, I'm out. That's disgusting.
And finally, this event is not going to be till Wednesday, but it's going to be before the next Magnificent Seven, so I got to get this one in. We have possibly the return of men's American team sports on Wednesday. You think I'm not going to bet on it? You're crazy. And not only that, it's Inter Miami against Orlando City in the MLS's back tournament. Now check this out. Inter Miami, expansion Inter Miami, playing in the third ever game. They're favored by half a goal, which I'm going to throw five salmon at this. Because here's why. I feel like we don't know better because of HIPAA laws, but I feel like for Inter Miami to be favored, I feel like Orlando has to have some key players with the COVID who aren't going to play. That's what I'm reading in the line.
I'm surprised there's not an over under COVID for these various sports, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Like over under three positive, 2.5 positive tests. Yeah, but it feels like a trap to take Orlando City plus half a goal. And it's the return of sports. And you know what? I mean, I'm going to be rooting hard for Inter Miami. I'm going to be so excited for them to be back. And this may be a little bit of a homer bet in there, but I feel like I could make a happiness hedge here, take Orlando City plus half a goal. But Leroy, hedging is for suckers. Give me Inter Miami. Lay the half a goal. They're going to blow them out. There may be some key players on Orlando City with the COVID. Inter Miami is the play here. Lay the half a goal for their official return. It's going to be the first game, Leroy, of this tournament. It's the official return of American team sports next Wednesday. And that's your Magnificent Seven. We'll be back after this.
Because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand to you and
defend her. That's what I'm talking about, Leroy. That's more your language.
Hey, is this guy's only hit?
I think he has other stuff, but
he sings it. He sings this all over the country.
Right? I wonder if he's singing it tomorrow on Zoom.
On Zoom.
That's
he's
all the
really
rage
old,
now.
Man. That guy's really old now, so. Yeah.
I mean, how are they gonna do the fireworks? Are they gonna do Zoom fireworks? Because I know people watch. I mean, people feel like we've been doing Zoom fireworks for a while. People just sitting there with their phones, putting the watching the fireworks and putting an IG. Hey, look at the fireworks! So stupid. Not that I have IG or know about that or anything, but we have a scandal, Leroy, here in the KBO. So they've been playing in pouring rain for like six straight innings.
Oh, it's a I already know. Let me see if I can get it right. What inning is it?
We're about to go into the bottom of the eighth.
Bottom of the eighth. So they can't end it when the other team has not batted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or could they just end the game and call it?
They could theoretically end the game and call it. But yeah, we need one more run to hit the over. And we had the bases loaded with two outs here. We needed just one run to cross home and we win. And they get out of the inning. And we still have two half innings of baseball left. All we need is one run, but now we got the tarp out. But they've been playing with this nasty rain for like five straight innings. The game's almost over. What do you got? I mean, why not keep playing? You've been playing for six innings already. Damage is done.
Spoken like a true gambler.
Well, hopefully they resume that game and we can, you know, get that over in there. Leroy, you got into it with a texter here. So texter says, Leroy, you're full of it. What's the point of home advantage if you're not motivated by the home crowd?
Look, I'm not saying that I didn't love playing in front of the home crowd. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying that there's certain things that you have to fight through during the course of a game where that crowd ain't going to help you. They can cheer all they want. You got to suck it up from somewhere and do it yourself. But I'm not saying that I don't enjoy playing in front of the home crowd. That's not what I was trying to say. What I was trying to say is that there's certain things that it don't matter where you're playing. You gotta kind of get through it on your own. You got to pull something from out of you that maybe you don't know you have to fight through certain things, whether it's injury, whether it's, you know, concentration, whether it's any of those things. So that's where I was getting at.
You're saying it doesn't help when you got bubble guts And you're the home crowd is going to help you get rid of those bubble guts while you're in the middle of a hot dog eating competition?
A lot of it is with, like, if you're banged up, if you have pain, right? Like, it becomes almost a situation where it doesn't matter where you're playing. You got to fight through this. You know what I mean? And so, yeah.
Somebody also texts in, I feel like Joey got some pull. Meaning, like, you know, Joey Chestnut, he can, you know, he pulls the ladies. But we already disputed that, you know. We had our expert, Jay Vig, said hot dog eating guy. People who eat hot dogs for a living, not down. And Joey Chestnut, by the way, he proposed in 2014 to his girlfriend. And then coincidentally enough, they're no longer together.
Yeah, yeah. Right. They can't go to restaurants because he's training.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. You think, hold on. Let's picture this. Me and Joey Chestnut, we think of Steve's. He my boy. He come down to visit. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I take him to South Beach. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I introduce him to a whole bunch of honeys or whatever. Nothing. I'm telling you. South Beach. Man, they ain't buying that nonsense. All you do is eat hot dogs for a living. I'm out.
What if he walks around with his mustard belt? And, you know, you think there's going to be some honeys that aren't going to want to take pictures with the mustard belt?
He could have the hot dog eating check they give him and strap it to his back. Ain't nobody going to do nothing. That check ain't going to be big enough to make an impact in South Florida. That might get you through, you know, a night on South Beach.
somebody texts in, remember, Leroy, the hallway Heisman knows more about professional sports than the actual professional athlete.
No, but the only reason why I responded to it, because I kind of knew what he was saying, right? It does matter, but not the way people think.
Well, I mean, I feel like, you know, as long as you don't have bubble guts, if you're down the stretch with 2 minutes left and you're trying to finish the last round of hot dogs, the crowds are giving you a lift. Yeah, come on, come on, come on. And it makes you know, you're in the hot sun. It makes you want to, you know, throw down some more hot dogs. If you're in
it's
the cold.
It's funny that we have this conversation, right? Here's why. Because I've always asked this question. You've asked me this question. Now I'm going to ask you this question in return. If the fans have so much of an impact on how their teams play, why do you ever boo your home team? Wouldn't they be better, more productive cheering and hoping the team turns it around? Right?
Well, and so saying, some believe negative reinforcement, you know, all the players.
Okay. There you go. See, you already changing the rules now.
Because
we just had a conversation about how positive the fans are. What about when they boo? Now, keep in mind, I was asked after a football game, were you disappointed that the fans started booing you before you went into halftime? I said, the way we were playing, I would have booed my ass too.
That's always the answer. That's everyone's, every athlete's answer. I would have booed me too.
Right. But understand, we don't want to play like that. We didn't come out and say, you know what? We're going to play like crap. We're going to give up a bunch of sacks, fumble the ball, turn over the ball. No. But what I would say is this. If the home crowd matters that much, wouldn't it be more beneficial if they cheered to try to get their team through the difficult time versus booing them and getting up and going to get snacks?
I'll give you a good example. This is a while back. But back, I believe it was a classic Orange Bowl game back in, I think it was 2003. Canes Gators at the Orange Bowl. The Gators were kicking the crap out of the Canes. Brock Berlin was the quarterback. I believe it was the second game. He was taking over as a starting quarterback after, you know, the great Dorsey ended his college career. But Brock Berlin, I believe it was like 30-7 or something ridiculous. I mean, the Gators were kicking the crap. It might have been 33-7. The Gators, 33-10. I got it, 33-10. The Gators are kicking the crap out of the Canes in the Orange Bowl. And Brock Berlin takes the field and is getting booed. booed ridiculously by the Orange Bowl. Like, it's, everything's bad. He is getting booed like nobody else. He hadn't been playing very well. And what does Brock Berlin do? He leads one of the great Miami Hurricane comebacks in college football history. They come back. They start scoring touchdown after touchdown after touchdown. And the Gators went to a soft pre-vet defense. And the Canes came back and won the game 38-33. And he was getting booed, taking the field down 33-10.
So you're saying that's negative reinforcement?
In that situation, it was.
Or maybe... And I'm going to just throw this out there, because what do I know? Maybe he heard all the boos and he went to the huddle and said, guys, we got to block this out. It's just us. Don't worry about the fans. It's just us.
Or maybe he said, yo, we're going to show them this booing. Oh, yeah, I'm going to play better. We're going to come back and beat these guys.
Hey, Robbie, you think players who compete, want to go on the field and suck?
No, well, the booing is a reminder that they suck, and they want to fix that.
Sometimes you reach in your pocket, and there's nothing there. And it don't matter whether you have negative or positive reinforcement. All you know is you reach in that pocket, you still don't have nothing. Meaning that sometimes talent dictates all that.
Well, sometimes you got to tell your body, not now. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.